Welcome to the Reclamation Nation, where we help you reclaim control of your health and wellness. I'm Coach Ryan, a certified personal trainer, health coach, and former military physical trainer with certifications in orthopedic exercise, longevity, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and behavioral change. I have over 30 years in the fitness industry.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer. I'm a practicing pharmacist, health coach, and certified functional medicine specialist. I have over 10 years of personal and professional experience in the health and wellness field.
Our goal is to raise awareness about the responsibility and potential you have in managing your own health.
As a reminder, nothing in this podcast is designed to diagnose, treat, or cure health illnesses, but is presented as educational and entertainment material. Please consult your personal healthcare provider with any specific needs.
And welcome back to Reclamation Nation. My name is Ryan, and this is Jennifer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
And we're talking about something not something we did this weekend.
Hitting that reset button.
Hitting the reset button. That's the phrase I was looking for. So we had a goal, but not an itinerary.
Right.
Which is always good. So the benefit of hitting that reset, because you deal a lot with people who are dealing with burnout.
Yeah, that's
good. That's kind of what you specialize in. People, especially younger professionals, but really any professional dealing with burnout. How does that play into dealing with someone with burnout? How can you recommend that, and what does it do for them?
So to clarify what I mean by hitting the reset button, for example, I work 40 plus hours a week. And while I enjoy my job, it's one of the less stressful jobs that I've had. Once in a while, I do get caught up in my routine again. I don't realize how easy it is to fall into your day-to-day. It gives you a chance to just let go of your day-to-day routine. Vacationing for the vast majority of the world is like a luxury. It's a gift. It's not part of our day-to-day. You have the professional travelers, but that's their job. And I don't know that they enjoy it as much as they should because they're working.
Right.
Whereas us who work because we have to make a living, taking that little mini break, letting go mentally, physically, emotionally, that's hitting that reset button. It gives you a chance to clear your mind and start fresh.
So the reset doesn't have to be like a long drawn out. It doesn't have to be a 2-week vacation. Just hitting a reset could be a three day weekend. Or even just a weekend.
Yeah, I personally feel like, I mean, long vacations are nice. Everyone would love to have a 7 or 10 day vacation from work. But I feel like I appreciate more having like 2 or 3 days off because I can jump back in quickly.
Right.
I tend to fall off the bandwagon a little bit with my nutrition while I'm traveling. It's hard to find, you know, certain dietary needs and stuff when you're at different restaurants or you don't have the same grocery stores that you're used to. So it's really easy to let go of, you know, your fitness and your nutrition, stuff like that when you're on vacation. Doing that, let's say for a week or 10 days or 2 weeks at a time, it gets harder to get back into a healthy routine when you get home. That's when people are like, oh, I don't want to go back to work. I don't want to go back to exercising. It's too much. I'm so relaxed. Sometimes vacationing, you can overdo it.
Yeah, I tend to be the opposite. If the vacation is too long, if the time off is too long, I get antsy. And I am, I really start focusing more on other things than just relaxing. It's easy for me, especially after about a week or 10 days, I start just, man, I just, this is getting, it's almost boring for me. So I don't necessarily fall into that category, but I do agree that 2, 3, 4 days to get away from your familiar surroundings, get away from the people you work with. Not that they're bad people, but just to get away from them and just kind of do your thing without any constraints whatsoever. That's a great reset for me. And I think that's what we did this weekend. We didn't have any preconceived notions about, well, you did a little bit of research. And as far as the towns you wanted to go see.
Right.
But we didn't have like a solid itinerary that we have to be here at 8:30 and we have to be there at 9:45.
Well, because following a schedule like that on vacation, sometimes it sucks the fun out of it when you know you have a reservation at this time and a show at this time or something very specific and you're following an agenda to the T. Like, I mean, I know people who plan Disney vacations years in advance and they have it time down to like the moment they're going to wake up and have breakfast, right, all the way down to the very end of their day. And I'm like, what shows? And it makes sense because
You're spending so much money.
You're spending all that money. Right. And you have a lot of competition with people who are also booking hotels and reserving dinners and shows and packages. So I understand that, but you're putting in a lot of work on your vacation. That's, you're having fun and that's great, but that's not hitting the reset button the way I'm envisioning.
Do you think it's possible to stay home and hit your reset?
100%. And there's honestly times where I feel like we've hit the reset button just on the weekends where it cooled down enough here in Florida where we can just go out and go for a little hike. Seeing some wild boar, seeing a massive alligator, I'm like, that is so far out of my day-to-day routine. Like, obviously, I live in Florida. Those animals are a dime a dozen, but they don't walk around my pharmacy every day. So really nice for me to see those. I'm like, man, I had a great weekend. I feel refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. I've recharged. Sometimes it's important to just let go. Obviously, I have a lot of responsibilities. I have clients. I have studies. I'm working on the labs and different protocols. You're drawing up fitness plans for your clients. We have busy schedules and you can only do so much of that during Monday through Friday.
Right.
So the weekends, it's like you have to make that decision. Am I going to save all of that and do the binge on my extracurricular work on the weekends at home? Or can I just take this weekend and take that weekend for me?
Right. Yeah. I really like the hikes that we do. Even, you know, it's funny, anything that you can do that's not within your daily routine. Some people, I'll be honest, when I was growing up, my mom always kicked us out of the house on Saturdays because Saturdays were for cleaning. That's when she did all that. That was just such a routine.
Oh, wow.
She didn't really have a reset. And she, you know, I'm the youngest of four boys. So she had her hands full the whole time. She never really hit that reset. And I think sometimes when I'm out walking in nature, I think about my mom and it's just like, man, even on Saturdays, a day when she should be able to just sit back and relax and enjoy stuff, she was working so hard. And I think a lot of people put off stuff like housework or whatever, put it off during the week because their work routine is so packed that they don't have time for it. And there's things that they do on the weekends that keep them busy during the weekends. And then the weekend's over and man, you're right back to what you were doing before. And then that becomes a routine where every weekend you're doing the same thing that you did every other weekend. So you don't really get that time to reset. Now, I also know people like my brother, probably all of my brothers will find things to do. They immerse themselves in other projects. And that can be a great reset too, because it, again, mentally it just takes you out of the routine that you were in of your 9 to 5, your, you know, 4 a.m. to 2 p.m. job, whatever it is.
Right.
It takes you out of that routine and it allows you to just be with your own thoughts and kind of be with yourself and do the thing you really enjoy doing it.
Exactly. And hitting the reset button doesn't always have to be going on vacation.
Like, right.
To me, hitting the reset button looks like, you know, one day I'm going to take a bubble bath, or I'm just going to take an Epsom salt bath and just sit in the tub, which I never do. I'm a shower kind of gal. Or go for a hike, or some people will go and get a massage, like anything that's completely out of your day-to-day routine. I know there's couples who like to do Friday night date night, and that's great. Why not switch it up a little and do it on a random Tuesday?
Yeah. Something to just switch up the routine. Anything that would switch up the routine to take your mind off of whatever stresses you have, allow yourself to relax. So that when you come back into it, and we talked about this earlier, sometimes when you come back into it, man, you're raring to go. You're re-energized. And that's really the purpose of hitting that reset.
Exactly. And that's how I feel, like just being away and kind of pausing in the moment. There was a point where I was standing over, where were we? We were in Blowing Rock, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
Stunning view of the mountains, just looking out. I took a deep breath and I was like, man, I am here right now. I'm not stuck at a desk. I'm not stuck behind four walls. I can just be one with nature right now. And it felt so good. And then when I got in the car, that moment was over. I was like, okay, I really want this. This is what I want my life to look like. I want to have that immersion with nature and have more free time. What does my life look like? What steps do I need to get there to have the life that I really want? That reignited my passion to finish my studies, finish the course I'm working on, and and just push forward, keep right. pushing forward, reminding myself why I'm working as hard as I do, why I keep my, you know, my day job while taking clients, why I'm still pushing forward is because there's a certain life that I want. And just getting caught back in the rat race of Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 is not going to get me.
It's not that it's not work, but reset buttons can be, or hitting reset like that can really refocus you, as well as help you blow off steam from previous stresses. And like you said, reignite that passion that you've got.
Yeah. It's about finding your why. What is it that's keeping you motivated to keep going in life? Yeah. Most of us work because we have to, but what is it that you're working toward that you really want? And like all the business courses I've taken, all of the coaches and stuff I've hired, everyone's first question when they're getting you focused on how you're going to follow a linear path to get to your dreams is, what is your why? You know, like, why are you doing this?
What's your true purpose?
Exactly. Why are you taking this course? Why are you working the job you're working? Why are you living the life you live? What is your drive? What gets you up and motivated every day to get out of bed? Sometimes I don't even realize that I've gotten caught up again in my routine. Like, we had recently taken a mini trip in January
to DC.
And here we are just exactly a month later, and I needed that reset.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't have to be planned out. It doesn't have to be scheduled. It can just be, you know what? This weekend, we're going to this festival. Like, we're just going to go.
One of my favorite things to do, and we've done this before, is just play tourist in your own hometown mm-hmm. or wherever you're living now. I mean, I've lived in Florida my entire life, and there's still things that I'm like, man, I haven't seen this. Let's just, on a whim one day, get up. Or you can decide the night before, we're going to get up a little early. I know it sucks to wake up at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday just because, but it turns out to always be such a great experience. I mean, it's a little bit of a drive for us to get to some of our natural springs, or to, you know, out to the coast or out to the other coast, because we're smack dab in the middle of the state.
But right, yeah.
Sometimes it's worth taking that drive. Like, we've done the drive out to St. Augustine on a day trip, and even that was just fun. Like, just... And it's okay to be fun and creative. Like, honestly, do something so corny, so tacky. It is so exciting. You're probably going to think in the moment, why did I take this silly ghost tour? Or why am I sitting here in the middle of this lecture on colonial living or something? But in all honesty, when you're done with it, you're like, well, that was nothing at all like my life. Sometimes you even get a greater appreciation for the life that you have. Like, okay, those people had to grow their own corn and churn their own butter. I don't have to do that.
Yeah, just learning about other cultures is a great way to hit a reset, because it makes you, like you said, it makes you appreciate what you have. But also, and I learned this, you know, through 10 years of military service, traveling to more than 30 different countries, I loved bringing pieces of culture back with me, even mentally. In Peru, they play a game where it might last a week, it might last a month. And it's basically two villages, and they're kicking a wooden ball back and forth between the villages. And I think, like, that's a thing for them, you know?
Okay,
you would never see that here, because everybody's so tied up in what they're doing. They're 9 to 5. There's so much pressure on a person to make the money, to make, you know, to get the mortgage payment on the house, to pay the car, to get the kids school, you know, all of these pressures that we feel. And to take a week off and just go blow off steam like that is awesome. I know physically hitting that reset will help muscles heal. It helps joints heal. Physiologists, kinesiologists all say, if you can take that week off, you might actually come back stronger, because your muscles have completely healed. Your joints are completely healed, hopefully. And mentally, just like you would with your job, you're reinvigorated. Like, you're kind of chomping at the bit to get back in the gym, to get back into your exercise, to get back into your yoga. It really, that reset can really have a great effect on your training, career, on your personal life.
I agree there, especially on the fitness aspect, because I've experienced it myself. I've gone on cruises plenty of times, stayed at all kinds of resorts. They all have fitness centers. Mm-hmm. Now, unless you're hardcore fitness or you travel a lot for work, let's say, those are the only people you ever see in the gym. you know, like
on vacation.
Yeah, on vacation. I'll always pass by the gym just to see who's in there. But most times, like, I just pass the gym to get to the pool or to get to the buffet. I'm not even thinking about the gym. I always go look at it just to see. But in all honesty, I don't make it a priority when I'm on vacation because fitness is part of my day-to-day routine and I love it, but I also do it for my health. I do it for the physical and mental benefit that I'm going to gain from it. But yeah, it's nice to even take a break from that every once in a while. Or I've even been on trips where they offer different kinds of exercise, like things that's out of your norm. Like if you're into weightlifting and let's say you go on a trip or something, they might have a random rooftop yoga class that you might want to try in. Something completely random. I just think I want to challenge people to kind of think outside the box, like get out of your routine, get out of your, I'm using air quotes when I say rut, because people, I don't want them to think like, oh, I'm just stuck in my life. You might be very happy in your life and that's great. That's awesome. But it's okay to shake things up a little bit.
I like the fact that where we went this weekend was very hilly because here in Central Florida,
we flat.
I mean, if there's a 14 to 20 foot elevation change, people are out of wind. In North Carolina, I mean, those are some mountains. I come from Colorado. We've got our Rockies and we're very, you know, we're very loyal to our Rockies. I'm not talking about the baseball team. And so when you tell me, oh, we're going to go look at mountains, I'm always just like, whatever. I'm from Colorado. But these were beautiful. And then in, you know, in Blowing Rock, in Silva, in some of the other communities we went to, hiking, just walking down the street. Well, Highland, we went to Highland and the car, as you're walking away from the car, you don't realize the decline that you're walking down until you have to go back to the car. I mean, you can get out of wind in these places if you're not used to it. So that's exercise.
Exactly.
That is the exercise that you would not normally get someplace else.
Right. It's a different kind of physical challenge that your body is not necessarily used to, especially like you said, if you live somewhere flat like us, we're kind of just used to walking down the sidewalk straight. There is no challenge to go uphill, downhill, and then back uphill. So that was fun. That was interesting. Not to mention the elevation alone and the frigid cold air in comparison to the 80 degrees that we left. That challenged my lungs a little bit.
And again, so it can make you appreciate what you've got. I appreciate it when it's 75 degrees. Because when you go to where it's 48 degrees, that's cold. But you find a deeper appreciation beyond, and maybe even resolidify your purpose as to why you want to do things like you said earlier. I feel the same way. I look at that view and I see the mountains and I, you know, the blues and the greens and man, that was stunning. That was stunning. Yeah. And it really made me realize, okay, as busy as I think I am, I really need to get busy. So
it really hits, it makes you put the foot on the gas pedal when you come home. You're like, okay, that thing I was thinking about, like there's times even where I'm not necessarily thinking about anything on vacation, but something will pop up. And this happened to me once I was in Italy. This was a gift to myself when I graduated pharmacy school and I was just immersed in the culture and I was so excited. I barely had an inkling of how to speak Italian, maybe just a little because I speak some Spanish, but it really sparked something in me. So of course I'm sitting there randomly having thoughts like, I want to learn another language. So I wrote up a little to-do list. I'm like, things I want to focus on when I get home and come back to the States. I want to expand my vocabulary, or I want to learn a different language or try different foods. And you start to get this feeling that you're living in a box, you know, like you're living in your own box that you created and you're limiting yourself. That's why I'm challenging you to get out of your regular routine every once in a while. Just explore the world. I mean, the world is your oyster, as cliche as that is, but it's true.
Yeah, I've never understood. Some people are completely happy living in that box. Some people are completely content to just stay within their four walls and just do their thing there. And that's, if that's you, then by all means, have at it. We are not trying to demean anybody for living that way. If that's what you want to do, we're talking to the people who are in that box and want to know what's outside the box.
100%.
Sometimes you just want to get out.
Yeah. And it's okay. Every once in a while, you can just peek your head out. And if you don't like it, you can put the lid right back on and no one's going to judge you for that. I personally have been stuck in a box for too many years working retail pharmacy. You get tired of living in those four walls.
Right.
So every once in a while just getting out and running.
Yep.
Not physically running. That's gross. But you know, I'm kidding.
Just get out and see what else is out there. Maybe something will spark you, like you said, to find it, you know, help create a list of things that you want to accomplish that you didn't even know you wanted to accomplish until you got outside the box.
You might discover that you don't have any hobbies, but you might discover that you actually want a hobby, and then you'll find something else to add to your life that brings you joy.
Yep. So get out, hit the reset.
And thrive. In all honesty, guys, we're a little tired. We're running on about 5 hours of sleep. So if we rambled, we apologize, but we really wanted to be here for you and keep things consistent. So thank you so much for joining us again. It was great to be here, and we appreciate you all.